Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Might be a tough Monday for fans of Texas and Penn State. And Jenks, we know you're a big Texas fan.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I say this to Jake all the time, but Jenks lives and breathes Texas football.
Even when
it's not football season, Jenks is reading the message boards. Jenks is dialed into the boosters. Jenks knows everything about Texas football. So when you see a loss like this for a team where not only did you bet on them, you also, you know, have your heart and soul invested in them. Was it tough to come back after this one? Like, how bad did this hurt you?
This is a tough loss. Like, this is a bad loss. And I think the one thing that we saw in this game is that Texas doesn't look like a playoff team, which I can't believe I'm saying, because I thought they looked like a national championship team before the season. And a lot of people are going to lay this at the feet of Arch Manning, and some of that is fair. But they also have real systemic issues on the offensive line. Like, this is an offensive line that gets no push on anyone. They can't run the football. They don't pass protect very well. They don't do anything well. I can't believe the defense got pushed around. So that was the one thing that probably stunned me more than anything else, that defense, which could make a legitimate argument is the best defense in the country, got pushed around at the line of scrimmage. And then offensively, if you're relying on Arch Manning to play hero ball, he's not ready for that. Not many college quarterbacks are, but particularly one that's being brought along the way he's being brought along. So there are a lot of issues with Texas, and, you know, I thought they would cover against this Florida team that I still don't think is very good. DJ Lagway looked all world out of nowhere. Like, he easily played one of the best games he's ever played in a Gators uniform. But Florida deserved to win. But, yeah, this was a massive step back, because now it's not, hey, are you guys going to compete for an SEC or a national title? You might not make the playoff. We might see you guys in the Texas Bowl, because Oklahoma's coming up and there is no time to sit back and say, oh, we'll retool things. You got to get it together quick.
I think that's the crazy part for me, is the fact that Texas looked like they got pushed around on both lines.
They did.
You know, for a team that has all of these top level recruits and a team that was supposed to be top to bottom great, because like you mentioned, like, we knew there was probably going to be some volatility with Arch Manning. We've already seen that this season. You can't really count on him to, you know, be the MVP of this team. But I will say this, and I understand people look at Florida and say, oh, that's a team that Texas should beat. Florida certainly has some talent this year. Mm-hmm. And when you look at DJ Lagway, it almost feels like shades of Anthony Richardson to me, where sometimes he looks amazing. Sometimes he looks really bad, but there are certainly those flashes in there that are going to get the scouts' attention. And there's a reason the Colts, you know, took a chance on Anthony Richardson. Obviously, that did not work out. But here's the other thing. Playing in the swamp is a very tough place to play.
Yeah.
The Florida Gators are 8-3 against top 10 teams in the swamp since 2012. And think about those Florida teams. Those are not the glory years of Florida. Like, some of those years are years in which they had head coaches fired. So I think that just goes to show that you do not go into the swamp not expecting a fight.
No, that's true. It was tough watching with Texas fans at the end of that game, too, because it was just like The thing about being a Manning, and this takes me back to the Chris Sims days, and Chris was, I covered Chris, and Chris was just top-notch as a person and a very good player, but there was the whole Major Applewhite thing, and the thing about carrying that last name is it's all well and good until you struggle, right? And then once you struggle, then the haters come out. And so at the end of this game, I kept hearing, "Oh, man, Arch sucks. Screw you, Arch. I'm sorry, Quinn Ewers," this guy behind me. "I'm sorry, Quinn Ewers. I'm sorry, ever daddy." It's like, all right. Just, you know, but he's going to get a lot of derision from Texas fans because he's a Manning until he's not playing like a Manning. And then here come the fans who are actively rooting against you. And I'm already seeing some of that.
Well, here's the talking point here locally, is people bring this fact up. So everybody here is Tennessee fans. Even Peyton Manning never beat Florida.
That's right.
It's crazy. I don't know what it is about the University of Florida against the Mannings, because I don't think Eli Manning had great games either. I know that's something that maybe doesn't
Eli
go
won.
Into the handicap. It's,
yeah.
Oh, he did?
Eli won, but Peyton was like 0-4.
Right.
So
and that's the year that Peyton Manning was like amazing for Tennessee. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. So again, it's like one of those oddities, but still, it's very, very interesting. But I do think that we need to go into some of the good things for Florida, because moving forward, they can certainly be a wild card, even in these games against really impressive opponents, because of their one of their young receivers. We have to talk a little bit about what Dallas Wilson brought to the table. Six receptions, 111 yards, including this touchdown reception.
He was a little bit lighter than that.
Landed down the sideline! Inbounds Dallas Wilson! To the end zone, Dragon Tankers for a Gators touchdown!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jenks, it's wild to me how much one player can really change a team, especially in college. Like, we've talked about this, how the number won't move in the NFL unless it's a quarterback or maybe sometimes like an otherworldly receiver, but it takes a lot for somebody to move the number. But I do think in college, because the defenses aren't quite as deep, and I think especially on the offense, like, we see this with quarterbacks. Like, if you have a great quarterback, it can overcome a lot of things, even for the entire team. So when you see somebody like Dallas Wilson, who is now going to be a factor for the Gators moving forward, how much does this change your handicap on Florida moving forward?
I mean, it certainly makes them more effective offensively. And also, I think he was called after the game a creature, which is absolute, you know, because he's 6'3", 220 pounds as a freshman.
Right.
Like, that's a monster with speed to burn and physicality. He's a five-star recruit for a reason. And, you know, I don't know how much it moved the number, but it certainly impacted the number of people willing to bet on Florida, whether it was sharp action or otherwise, because you saw the impact he had. I believe he was the first Florida. I forget the exact statistic, but it was something like he's the first Florida receiver to go for over 200 yards in his debut in like 30 years or something ridiculous. And there have been some amazing receivers, as we know, especially going back to the Spurrier days, come through Florida. So that's some very heavy company that is in. And he was, I mean, he just dominated. And again, this is a very good Texas defense, but when he got his hands on the football, they just could not bring him down if he wasn't getting open in space to begin with.
Yeah, it feels like even like 20 years ago, like Florida has always been very good at turning out like skill position players. And I think it's because they play like flag football during the, you know, the non-football season months in the state of Florida. So that's just kind of how it goes. It feels like in the Sunshine State. Not much sunshine for Penn State fans over the weekend as UCLA upsets Penn State. UCLA, the team that had zero wins to their name before this game, with a massive upset over Penn State. And it was a familiar name who had a big game and ran it in for this touchdown.
Nico's going to take off. Nico to the end zone. Touchdown.
That's right. Nico Iamaliava with a big game here against Penn State. And Jenks, this is an absolutely damning loss for Penn State. Not a good one. The first top 10 team to lose to an 0-4 opponent in 40 years. That is per Field Yates. What do we think of Penn State now?
I think that we're seeing now, if it wasn't wholly evident before, that James Franklin has a ceiling, and he had a chance to break through that ceiling against Oregon, and it just didn't happen. I mean, James Franklin will say by his own admission, and everyone has looked at the roster, and they will say this is the best Penn State team on paper that he's ever had, and it's true. Like, defensively, they're great. They have an experienced quarterback in Drew Aller. They have an amazing backfield, and yet you couldn't get past Oregon. But that's okay, right? Like, it's disappointing. And James Franklin owned that. But then to follow that up with this, like, this is an inexcusable loss. Inexcusable. When you're talking about something that's happened four times since 1936, then this should never happen. UCLA is a mess. They fired Deshaun Foster. So they've got an interim head coach, an interim offensive coordinator, an interim defensive coordinator. Nico Iamaliava has been completely fadeable all season long, and then Penn State just lets him run wild like he's a Heisman candidate. If you're Penn State, you have to decide, look, do we enjoy winning double-digit games but probably never winning a national title under James Franklin? And I think the answer is no, that's not enough. We're Penn State. We're better than that. We have a history here, so they're going to have to do something with James Franklin. I don't know what that is, but now they've gone from, hey, we can still make the playoff, to maybe you won't. Very similar to Texas, because they have to go to the Shoe, and they also host Indiana, and Indiana is no joke. So Texas and Penn State, both favorites to win the national title before the season, now fighting for their playoff lives, two very similar situations.
Yeah, it's really crazy to me, because normally these are the games that James Franklin is good at winning. You know, normally the narrative on James Franklin is that he just can't win the big one. This wasn't even a big game. This was against an unranked team that hadn't had a single win this year. So he even said himself after the game that it just felt like nobody was mentally ready for this game. And listen, that's on the coach. Like, obviously, at the end of the day, the players have to pull the strings, but, like, that's on James Franklin. So now, as you mentioned, we have the preseason number one and number two who are now unranked, which is crazy to me. You know, how far both Texas and Penn State have fallen. So, Jenks, let me ask you, do you think there is a way or a pathway for either of these teams to get back in the top 25?
I think there is a pathway for both. They're still both talented. I think Texas has more warts than Penn State does, for sure. Like, when I watch Penn State, I don't see the talent deficiency that I see with Texas, because a lot of these guys, if you're talking about Texas and the offensive line, they've drafted these big bodies, right? But a lot of these guys were projects that they thought they could bring along based on their development, and they just scouted wrong. Like, this is not a good O-line. When you look at Penn State, this is a very good team that just isn't being motivated. So I feel like if James Franklin can push the right buttons, all the talent is there. With Sark, he's going to have to make up for some real deficiencies, particularly on that offense, because it's not running the way he intended it to run. So I feel like if I'm betting on one of the two, I'd probably go with the Nittany Lions. But, yeah, both teams have work to do.
It's crazy how the butterfly effect exists in sports, because, Jenks, mm-hmm. if Penn State had won that game in overtime against Oregon, totally. Like would we be having this discussion? Would they be as mentally unprepared in this game as they were going to UCLA? I don't know. It's crazy. All right, coming up next, you know what's crazy? The Patriots winning outright as 8-point underdogs as they headed to Buffalo. Our biggest betting lessons from Patriots Bills coming up next here on the Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.